We are informed mainly by the civil society that yes, Bangladesh has done quite well in terms of coming up with what would be termed as enabling legislations on issues of persons with disabilities. However, there seems to be a gap between policy and practice. Many of these legislations are not enforced. What mechanism exists particularly to ensure that complaints of persons with disabilities are addressed and that the laws that are there are given effect to the extent that there is sanction for failure to adhere to them? And that takes me straight to my questions now on Article 13. Explain the structural adjustments, reasonable accommodation, and training given to justice system personnel to enable persons with psychosocial disabilities or intellectual disabilities, or persons who are deaf, to testify in court and to access justice. Explain the legal assistance accorded to them. Now, that takes me again to my other question on Article 19. Can you tell us what measures is the state taking to ensure that community-based services, including mobility aid, transport, accessible housing, including financial support, are available to persons with disabilities to enable them exercise their right to live independently and to live in the community? Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Mi-Yong Kim, you have the floor.
Madam Chair, I have a question related to Article 11, Article 13. Article 11, what are the Bangladesh government's efforts to